is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and Guardian Network.
Gentlemen, take your marks, set.
Well, good evening, my brothers and sisters all around the world. This is actually a beautiful world. My name is Alpheus Alexander Finlayson, and this is my show on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Now, let me tell you some of the people who are watching. Lynette Carey, Smith Carey, she works with us at Kalina. Mark Cartwright, Vaughn Jones, he is a, I shouldn't call him an undertaker, but when he fixes you up, it looks like something else. And then Aloysius Johnson, he continues to watch the show. He went to Government High with my younger brother. I always call him my older brother. I am most excited based on the success of the under 20 athletes in Cali, Colombia, and the athletes all around the world. First, I must give the first Bahamian track and field team who competed in Vancouver. This was at the British Empire Games in 1954. Three athletes competed, namely Errington Rinky Isaacs, the first athlete to actually compete, And he ran the 100 yards. He is the son of Dame Bertha Isaacs, who is so talented. We're talking now also about Cyril Johnson. He is the only one who has left. He is 88, and he participated in the 800 meters, and then you're talking about the mile and the yards. And he is the only remaining person from the team. Skeeter Dames, he participated in, I think, the 100 and the 220, and he passed about 2 years ago. The other one that I must mention, Cyril Richardson, the sports editor of the Tribune, and he was the chef de mission in Vancouver. When you hear me talk about from Vancouver to Athens, that's just what we talk about. Now, he also was the second president of the B3As after the death of, on the way from London now, the coronation, A.F. Adley. Now, I also give shout-outs to the first Bahamian female team who participated in a meet in Kingston, Jamaica, right before Jamaica's independence. And we saw people in London who were so happy that, I mean, for the Commonwealth Games, to see that they were winning events, not just Jamaica, you know, all around the Caribbean, who participate in the Commonwealth Games to do so well. Elaine Thompson is one of them right in the Bahamas. She went to, Eastern Senior. And then Gail Saunders, you should know her. She was somebody who wrote books and all of that. She's still here. And we're talking about Althea Rule Clark and Christine Jones. But they did run in the relay. Didn't win a medal, but won the relay. And then Tommy Robinson. Oh, man, Tommy Robinson. Tommy won the 100 and the 200, defeating the best athletes in the Caribbean. Oh, that is unbelievable. The best athletes from Venezuela, all over the place. And the other thing is that you don't know that Prime Minister Perry Gladson Christie won a bronze medal in the triple jump on his 21st birthday. And something else is the case is that my best friend, name is Bernard F. Hanna, and he was born on the same day that Perry Gladson Christie was born. Ain't that something else? You find out some things later in life. And then on the 3rd of August, Frank Rutherford captured a bronze medal in the triple jump at the Olympic Games in Barcelona. And the same day, as a matter of fact, it was a holiday that day, and myself and his mother, Yvonne Rutherford, went to ZNS, and we were able to watch it and talk. Now, finally, Joseph Spence, the great guitar player from South Andrews, he passed as a result of prostate cancer on that same day, the 3rd of August. Now, let me tell you a little kudos. With regards to the World Under 20, you have a young man called Anton Andrews. And would you believe it? He won the 110 hurdles. For under 20 now, We're not talking about there are two categories, on the 20 and on the real thing. He had the best performance, 13.23, a Bahamian junior record, and the best in the world at this time, regards to the world under 20. And then we're talking about our javelin thrower, won the bronze, and his name is Tishon Strawn. And I was so happy to see Javonia Valcourt at the age of 17, who is in Florida, Mount Verde Academy in Orlando. She did 54.89 seconds in the 400s, and she is only 17. And then one more thing for your information, well, a couple more things. A Jamaican triple jumper won with a performance of 17.27 seconds. And I don't think anybody who really triple jumped in Jamaica have not been able to do that, okay? Then we have somebody in the Commonwealth now, Commonwealth Games. His name is Laquan Nan. He captured the long jump with an 8.08 distance. In seventh place was Kawain Culmer. His sister has the Bahamas high jump record. She jumped 6 feet, and no other Bahamian has ever done that. And her name is Kenya Culmer. And also at the Commonwealth Games, Devin Charlton won the silver medal in the hurdles, and the world record holder, Toby Amazon from Nigeria, she won. And then someplace else. From Puerto Rico, this young lady from Puerto Rico, Comancho Quinn, she captured the hurdles in 12.27 seconds. And I think that's nearly her best record. And so with that, we're not going to take a break. I'm sure somebody wants to talk. So can you connect them, producer?
Hello,
and how are you?
Yes, sir. Good evening, sir.
Oh, and who may you be, my brother?
I am Obed Gardner's brother, baby brother. I once equally the world's record in the mile at the age of 11.
Uh-huh.
And I remember running around the QE Sports Center in my jockey shorts as a youth. You know, so, you know, the question I would like to ask you, right? Which year was the best junior year, or which decade was the best decade for junior track and field in the Bahamas?
Let me tell you this, please. I have been involved with track and field, knowing track and field many years ago, okay?
Right.
Actually, more than 50 years ago.
But right,
I can't.
Know.
No, I can't remember that. I have all kinds of things in my head. I don't just do this show, you know. I got a million things to do. So, but what you told me was what I needed to say.
Right.
Your brother went to the Commonwealth Games, and he went to a school called Southern Illinois. Isn't that right?
Why I mentioned. See, the significance of my brother was that his contribution to coaching.
Okay.
In the Bahamas.
Okay.
And where he coached. See, the reason I asked you which was the best years of junior track and field, because it's important. You see, I feel like the best years of junior track and field was the year when the Golden Girls those athletes was in government high, was in high school.
Well, let me say this. High school is a different thing. We ain't talking about
sport.
That. Yeah, that's a junior,
junior
sport. But I'm at the level of world sport. And that's
right.
why,
I mean,
excuse me.
Yes, sir.
That's why I talked about the young girl who did 54-something. And she is 17.
Right.
And that's why I talk about the Jamaican person who is 17 in the triple jump. That's
right.
what your brother did. But I'm saying the lady that we're talking about with the 6 foot and the high jump
right.
went to Southern Illinois. And somebody else went to Southern Illinois.
The jumping school.
Yeah. Somebody else went to Southern Illinois. And would you believe this? He was the first person to win an NCAA championships, okay?
Right.
And he also was 10th in the world in the triple jump, although he fouled out all of his jumps, if you see what I'm saying. So
right.
I am talking about Southern Illinois. And I could remember when your brother jumped in Philadelphia. And, you know, it was in the newspapers and all of that. So that's what I'm saying. But you have to have the youth to get
right.
to. But one of the problems with youth, okay, I'm talking youth, not high school, is that after some parents just insist that they have to do this or they have to do that. I'm talking about their children. And after they get to 15, 16, they ain't for that no more. So people have to give the athletes an opportunity to do other things, if you see what I'm saying.
Right. See, the reason I didn't do well in track is because my father did not agree. You know, he pulled me out of it. But see,
let me tell you this. I knew your father, you know, and I leave that alone.
Yeah.
I know your father
surprised
well.
Surprised me to know who you were and where you were up from.
He knew where I was from.
Right.
And I know where the shop was.
Right.
See,
the problem we have in the Bahamas, right?
We don't have a problem. We have a situation. Don't
right.
talk about problems.
Right. Okay, the situation
you solve
we have,
problems.
Right? The situation we have, right? Is that the poor athlete is not given the opportunity, not given access to all sports. I don't care how well we're doing. We're doing well in baseball, but there's still lack of access for them. And see, the reason I talk about the years when government high, a government school was competitive.
But that ain't a government school.
I mean,
government high is now Yellow Elder High.
We
had the competition with government, QC, St. Augustine's, and all of those things. It's a different thing.
I went to QC, you know. So QC, they came fourth.
But I say it's a different thing.
Second,
yes, it's
right?
a different thing.
Right? And government came first or second, and you had... And see, what my point is, that the government school could have competed with the private school, but now the day is different. You have St. John's, you have QC. These are the schools that are winning the meet.
Let me say something else, please. When last you've been down to the stadium, not the Thomas Robinson, the other one, where they practice.
It's been a while since I played.
You got to come out. They got a million athletes there. And they got about 40 clubs or 30 clubs. Should they have 30 clubs at that stadium? My thought was that in Nassau, you should have other places where people could practice. Don't you
think
so?
That's my point.
People live out east, out west, out south, out north.
You remember the school on Wolf Road? You know, I and Desmond Bannister and what's the guy named Rupert Gardner, you know, and Pedro Valdez. We used to train there. We used to train on that track because it was a marked track. You understand me?
I hear you very
well. As well as the fort. But we needed that track. You see? And these are the issues. Okay, you remember when distance running used to be exciting?
Yes.
Like the event.
But it is now, you know. It is now. See, please listen to me. Do you know the people who go to New York, and this fella is going to Berlin, people are running all over the place, but it's a different thing. And we have somebody who went to listen to me, please, to Kenya. And he did this, that, and the next thing. And he never get in the Olympics for the marathon.
Excuse me, please.
You know the difference between the fast twitch and the other twitch?
All right.
What is the fast twitch? This part of the world are sprinters.
Right.
And when you came to Kenya and Kenya, right. Listen to me, please. Kenya and Ethiopia and those countries around there, if you look at the world championships, who win the medals? Okay? Who win the medals? Otherwise, our Bahamians, they enjoy running the Berlin Marathon.
I see. You know, like we had our distance runner. That was like the golden age with the knucklehead and Auntie Williams. Mind you, they mightn't have been top world class, but we
enjoyed it. But everything is relative.
Right. And that inspired the sprinters. That inspired everybody.
The distance people can't inspire the sprinters. But you know anything about track and field? I've been track and field all of my life.
Man, those events.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to ask somebody else to comment on it.
Right.
Okay, but go ahead.
Yeah, I can't forget those days, you know. It was this guy named Larry Clark. Remember Larry Clark?
Larry what?
Larry Clark. He went to Government Heights.
You don't think I know Larry Clark?
Right.
I know his daddy and family and all of that.
Harold Chipman.
Who?
Harold Chipman, Chippy's son.
I can't remember his name. Chipman.
Right, from CC.
No, I don't remember.
And those,
I can't remember
days.
Everybody, you know.
Huh?
But go ahead.
But I feel that we need more. See, I would think that the clubs today are not, they are paid to, you know, they need sponsorship for the less fortunate kids to participate in those clubs.
Well, tell me about QC then. That's where you went. Tell me the difference between QC and the other clubs.
I was surprised that QC had sprinters. QC always
had
top sprinters.
Guess who they are from? the Frasers from the Valley. You know the Frasers? The Fraser says that he is going to help somebody to set a Bahamian record. He set a Bahamian indoor record, but not a Bahamian outdoor record. That's what I'm saying.
You remember Fane Thompson's brother, Leslie Thompson? A quarter miler.
Okay, give me one second. Give me one second. Fane Thompson's brother.
All right.
You know where he worked? Where did he work?
He's his brother or cousin. I don't know where he worked.
He worked at down the street, the Ministry of Works.
Okay.
He would come to the track and run very well as a sprinter.
Right.
But he didn't come too often.
natural.
yeah. But he didn't come too often. You have to come often.
Yeah.
But he had a child for somebody who was a, I talked to her all the time. She had a child for the same person. And when he passed, the boy was there. And he was good as a, I'm not sure, as a decathlete or whatever it is. I just talked to that lady yesterday. So I'm saying that you have people with talent, but you have to do your thing. And let me say something else. You talk, people talk and talk and talk. Do you realize how baseball is for Bahamians all over the place? What do you mean, amen?
No, but see, I remember the first thing, one of the things I told you was that we are successful, but we could do better if we would give the peace use access. I say, in my view, sports in Bahamas has moved away.
Let me ask you this, Ron.
I'm involved in these sports.
Let me cut you off.
Right.
You don't know this fella. I forget his name now. But this fella who is the person who was the charge of getting these people into baseball. And he is integrally involved with the stadium that is coming up. So can you, and the prime minister dotes on him. Now you could tell me this fella ain't interested.
Okay, let me tell you what I know about baseball. And as it is now presently, the people that did the work in baseball today, I can call them people like Lionel Ferguson, Birdie Murray Jr.
He lives around the corner. He lives around the corner from me. Okay, so I know him very well.
See, my point is,
I never know the daddy and all of that. But go ahead.
My point is right. We always had that quality of baseball players. And at that time, they came from the inner city. And those same guys, as they got kids, they went into the Freedom Farm and the JBL.
That's what I'm talking about.
Right.
The same person I'm talking
right.
about. Isn't he doing a great job?
To the inner city.
But let me say this. Okay. So what you doing with the inner city? Tell me what you doing.
I used to work with Mario.
I ain't talking about working with him. What you doing?
I haven't worked for the past 2 years.
You know, guess what? Somebody that I know WhatsApped me a couple nights ago.
Right.
And they're talking about baseball and softball. And I connected with these people. The same numbers you talk about. I ain't talking about Mario as you know I'm talking about the poison in Parliament, okay? We ain't talking about
right.
them.
Right.
We talking about people that you know. So what could you do? What could you recommend people to do with the inner city? Everybody's talking about that.
I recommend that the inner city, first of all, get access to diamonds to play on. They don't have any access to diamonds. You see the JBL and Freedom Farm, they have like 6 diamonds in each facility. In the city, you don't have a one.
Okay. You know Antoine, excuse me, you know Antoine Richardson?
Right.
You know that name?
Right. He attempted to do some work a few years ago in the inner city, and, you know, it didn't.
Yeah, but he came back here recently. I know that.
Okay,
so people are making an effort.
Right. See, but I advocate for it, man. Trust me. I know we are doing well. But see, we can do better.
We always can do better.
Right, that's my point.
Yeah.
And you see, you remember...
So tell me what you're going to do.
Watch this.
Tell me what you're going to do.
The other day at the golf course, right? And
yeah.
then a kid just drowned today in sea breeze.
Yeah, yeah.
They always, from Nassau Willis, going in the sea breeze to swim.
Yeah.
I feel it's time these kids get swimming pools in their community, in their communities as well as in their schools.
My brother... It's important, but what we are talking about something else. I have plenty other things to talk about, but I really appreciate
it. My views, we need development for the inner city youth, development in all sports.
My brother, that is your job or somebody else's job. It ain't mine. My thing is promoting the sport, track and field. And you know I am passionate about track and field. I don't need to say anything else. You know who I am, and you know my passion. Thank you ever so much. I want somebody else to have some talk about it. So with that in mind, there's an Angela Hensey who is also watching. But I want to say that with that in mind, please have somebody call and talk about that same issue that he was talking about. I talk about Antoine Richardson, okay? And he is a coach, baseball coach in the United States. That's something to brag about. So the numbers to call are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325 4259. And the text line powered by BTC is none other than 422-4796. Let me repeat, please. Numbers to call are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And the text line is none other than, powered by BDC, is 422-4796. And I await somebody to call, but we will, if we can have somebody to call in the next a minute or so, we will, we will take a break, and then we will start talking again. There's so much to talk about, ladies and gentlemen. And I take that break.
Shell Unleaded improves your fuel economy, giving increased miles per gallon, allowing you to do more of what you really want. Special additives used in Shell Unleaded improve your engine's efficiency. So, go further with Shell Unleaded. Venture out to beaches, junkanoo, and festivals, and bring home memories that will last a lifetime. Shell, fueling journeys that matter.
I am Bernard F. Hanna. All of you should know me as a Sting. I've got the very first copy from Vancouver to Athens. You know, I'm so excited because to be the one to have the first copy, I know what it was for Hawk, for over the years, his dedication and his excitement, his commitment to bring this bestseller book to us. And I'm excited to have in my possession not only one copy, but two copies from Vancouver to Athens. 50 years of Bahamian International Track and the Field Competition. This is great stuff. So I'm urging all of you to get your own copy. You could get it from Logos in the Harbor Bay, or Nassau Stationers on Rosetta Street, or Chapter 1 at COB, or at Coral News and Gifts in the domestic section of the Linden Pinlan Airport. Let me tell you, man, you will never regret it. This kind of information that you get in this book is really invaluable. It's just terrific stuff. Good sports history, true and factual, you know. So I urge you, just go and get it and keep a copy, and even give your friends a copy. And you know, more than one reason I am more excited about having this book. Look at page 200 and you will see me there in live and living color performing. Number 200, you will see Bernard F. Hanna performing, and that is my fulfillment, one of my big fulfillment of having this book.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Don't know what that tune is. It's called Kush, done by the T Connection. And I used that when I was the PR person for the B3As. I used that tune and I continue to use that tune. But I want to say to you, somebody else join. And his name is Spence Finlayson, my baby brother. And he went to Senegal since he was a triple jumper, long jumper, and everything. So he knows a lot about this sport. Okay? So thank you, Spence. So connect me with the last person that called, please.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Good evening.
I am shocked and amazed, my brother. You know what I'm talking about. You owe me something else.
Yes, I am. But I'm happy to be on, and thank you so much, Joe. And I just want to say, first of all, I am really a privilege to go to the World Championships in Eugene and to see the success of the Damians. Yeah, of course, we all know Shawnee Miller held her own, and to see actually the an athlete in the decathlon, that was very impressive.
Unbelievable. First one.
I wasn't aware of that. Mm-hmm. Me and him flew on the back. We came back on the same plane, and he talked to me, like, encouraged me to come go to the NACAC.
Oh, yes.
Championship, you know, being Freeport. So maybe you can, if you have a chance, say something about that.
My brother, that's my business, you know.
Wonderful.
I already have that in here to talk about it.
Wonderful.
Yes.
And also to watch the Commonwealth Games in Birmingham and to see our the success we had there with Devin Charlton in the hurdles. We have seen the silver medal and the other and the corn man ring and the long jump.
Yes.
And the under-20s. So it's been a good summer for being track and field.
A great, not good. That's the first time somebody won the long jump in the Commonwealth Games. Very first time. Yes.
Wonderful. And to see also the, and just to address briefly the comment of the first call, I think, yes, as you said, we can always do better. I think we need to also remember to celebrate and encourage young people coming up and not just only focus on what we're not doing and the achievements we need to highlight more. I was thinking during the break that we've won since 2000.
Yes.
We've won a medal in every Olympics, if my memory serves me right, since 2000.
Yes.
And that is, for a country our size, that's really tremendous. My hope, if I can give two future hopes, is that I'd like to see someday we have the relay teams are sort of old there right now. We have a lot of individual performances. And I do hope, number one, that we get the world relays come back here on a permanent basis. I'd like to see that.
Well, let me say this. I don't believe in that. I believe that you go, if you travel around the world, you enjoy traveling around the world. You know, I went to Yokohama for the World Indoor Championships, and I enjoyed it. And we went there. The former prime minister cut the world relays. And then he sent his person, Minister of Sports, to Yokohama to get the world relays back. And if the former prime minister is listening to me, he can call Meek and talk about what he thought about that. But I think that the opportunity should be for people to go all over the world. Okay. That's what I'm saying.
I see the value in that. And I must admit, I enjoy the traveling.
Yes.
All over these people. My second hope is that our relay teams get back to where they used to be. I know having won, we've won a goal in relay in the 4x1 women. And then I'm sure, for example, that obviously I can't speak for, but I'm sure Shawnee would be happy to be a part of a Bahamian 4x4 team someday. And hopefully the young people coming up now, we can get to that point where we have a good cadre of relay runners again. I'd love to see that come to fruition. So those would be my initial two.
So what? Go ahead.
And I think that would encourage the sport and people come up and happy to hear you say that there's so many track teams now. I didn't know that.
Yes. Track all over the world.
Wonderful.
And you know the Jamaicans broadcast those things. I forget the name of the company and the numbers and everything else, but I'll give you that at another time. But I have this young lady, 17 years of age, did 54 point something. I forget the exact thing. But people were saying why they would have a 17-year-old run in the under-20. No, because she has sufficient time to produce.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
And that happens all around the world, you know. You should see some of those young girls in the world under 20. It is just unbelievable. And they have an opportunity to just follow up.
Have a good talent. That's why I think things like barista, so important in the Nationals, to develop our young people. And you called Ricky Mock, I think, was 17.
Yeah.
And he won a bronze medal in 100, correct?
In Bermuda.
Okay.
He won two medals because they allowed him to run
under the junior,
and then the next one. But what I'm saying is that you remember the hurdler, okay, that I talked about, the hurdler from the Bahamas.
Yeah.
I had him right in this studio, and I asked him, you know, he won a medal in the hurdles at Carifta. And when he came here, I asked him, who is the person who has the Bahamian national record in the hurdles? I'm not talking about the under 20 or anything. And he could tell me that. So if he could tell me that, that's important. What I see is that I knew somebody who came into Nassau, and she was one of the best hurdlers in the world. And I told the coach, why are you going to talk to her about what she did or talk about other people who did great things? He said no. But coming later in life, she had her mother coach her, and she has done great things in the 400-meter hurdles. That's what I'm saying. You have have somebody say something, somebody who's done well, and you follow them. That's what I'm talking
Young
about.
Young people need role models. They need
role models, yes.
I think that's very good.
Yes.
So thank you so much, Hawk, and keep up the good work.
Thank you ever so much. And you know what you have to do for me before you forget, okay?
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Let me talk a little bit about birthdays. We're talking about Sandy Snow. She is a member of USA Track and Field. And then Vernal Sands. He is a Rotarian. Mike Wimbush. Our nephew who is in, in Connecticut. And then I have Terry Murray. And I mentioned that name without even talking about it. They live in the back of me, okay? They live in the back of me. And the daddy was a baseball player. So from father to son. And this Murray, they are out all the way. I'm saying the boys is abroad in baseball. And then lastly, we're talking about Sheena Colling. And then we will, did we miss that call or what? Let me also say that, let's talk. Let some other people, we still have some time. We still have some time to talk, and that is important. We still have some time to talk. People are excited with the NACAC championships. It could be in Grand Bahama. And they putting down a correct track. You all know what track that we have in the Bahamas and all around the world. Mondo. But I heard somebody in Exuma talking about they're going to have the best track in the world. So I don't know how they're going to have the best track in the world and the world body uses Mondo. So somebody got to answer that to me. You know, somebody has to answer that to me. So the president of NACAC is Mike Sands. And they're putting the Minister of Sports, there is somebody who, there are quite a number of people who will be in Grand Bahama for the NACAC championships. And guess what? Everybody coming in, you know. Who do you think coming in? The lady who won the Sharika Jackson. When we had Carifta here, Milarebo beat her in both of the events. And now this young lady has, a new life, a new life. And she ran the best time in that event. That means the 200 meters, except for the young lady who passed, okay? And nobody do that record. And we feel that she is going to be able to do that. But then she ran with Billy Weibo. And Miller Weibo is, Shawnee Miller Weibo is somebody who has done very well in the 200 meters. And as I say, you know, the Golden League is still coming. You know, all of these things will finish, okay? This event and the next event, and the league will be in Europe. In Europe. And it's going to be here, there, and everywhere, and people are going to be making good money. If you see the kind of money that the Charlton lady did, it is powerful. And guess what? She has a Bahamian coach, okay? And Charlton assists him. And this is at Kentucky. Lanny Green, Rolando Green. Okay? She is not in school, in Finnish school, but Lanny assists her. And that's what I am talking about. We have Bahamians who can do great things. And I am saying that just about every Bahamian who has an opportunity, talent to run, jump, and throw, and everything else, they're going to be in Grand Bahama. I say Grand Bahama because everybody focuses everything in Freeport. Freeport ain't the only place where people have talent. West End, East End, and all of that. I guess you know that. But we will turn out in Grand Bahama. And I'm saying something else. Does anybody remember the, what is it now? It was an event that we had for the juniors. All the way from as far as you can go on the western side of the world to the northern side of the world. And you know a lady called Gail Devers? Gail Devers ran right in the Bahamas. And Gail Devers is a sprinter and a hurdler. And then the one person was there we had, Laverne Eve. She won a bronze medal in that event. I'm talking about for an event that goes from all the way to Canada, all the way as far as you could go in South America. And that's what I'm talking about. But I'm saying we could have that again. We haven't had that for about 30, 20 years, but we could have that again. Developing, developing, developing. That's what I'm talking about. And somebody who was here in Nassau at that same time, he is somebody who in the triple jump in, what's the place name now? Atlanta? Man, he won the triple jump. He won the triple jump. He beat a young man called, I will mention his name. He was a preacher, and his father was a preacher, and he has the world record in the triple jump, 18.29. And that was set in 1995 in Gothenburg. And nobody has beat that. So what I'm saying is that... this fellow who participated here in Nassau in the triple jump, he wound up beating this fellow, Jonathan Edwards, later on. And that's really something else. He beat Jonathan Edwards in the Atlanta Olympics. So, ladies and gentlemen, any thoughts of anybody else? Brenda DeVoe is listening. Brenda DeVoe is listening. And I thank you ever so much. I just mentioned about Jonathan Edwards winning that triple jump, and the record is still there, 18.29. The person who thought that they would break that record is from Barbados, and he had the closest chance to beat Jonathan Edwards' record. But what happened is that at one of the those meets in Europe, he had a challenge with his heel or something like that, and he participated in the World Championships, but he didn't even make the final cut. And I just pray that he takes his time and gets ready. I think Budapest is the next one a year from now, and he should be ready for that. But for all of those who enjoy track and field, okay, when the Olympic comes around, and the Olympics will be in Paris, okay, in 2 years, I think. But it is track and field. It ain't swimming. It ain't this, that, and the next thing. It ain't baseball, basketball, and everything else. It is track and field. That's when the Olympics start, because the track and field has much more variety of any other sport in the world. So I take a final break, and then we will say some things. But I really appreciate you who listened and called the show. And next week, we will continue. There is no under 20 or none like that, but there's competitions all over the world. And please, I appreciate what you all have done. And I said, myself and my daughter, we have a love affair with our clientele. And you could also say that we have a love affair with track and field. So my producer is none other than we good cousin, Christoph Penniman. They are from Andrus, and that's what I talk about. Thank you, and thank you again. And we're Valley Boys.
Shell Unleaded improves your fuel economy, giving increased miles per gallon, allowing you to do more of what you really want. Special additives used in Shell Unleaded improve your engine's efficiency. So go further with Shell Unleaded. Venture out to beaches, junkanoo, and festivals, and bring home memories that will last a lifetime. Shell, fueling journeys that matter.
I am Bernard F. Hanna. All of you should know me as a Sting. I've got the very first copy from Vancouver to Athens. You know, I'm so excited because to be the one to have the first copy, I know what it was for Hawk, for over the years, his dedication and his excitement, his commitment to bring this best-seller book to us. And I'm excited to have in my possession not only one copy, but two copies from Vancouver to Athens. 50 years of Bahamian International Track and the Field Competition. This is great stuff. So I'm urging all of you to get your own copy. You could get it from Logos in the Harbor Bay, or Nassau Stationers on Rosetta Street, or Chapter 1 at COB, or at Coral News and Gifts in the domestic section of the Linden Pinlan Airport. Let me tell you, man, you will never regret it. This kind of information that you get in this book is really invaluable. It's just terrific stuff. Good sports history, true and factual, you know. So I urge you, just go and get it and keep a copy and even give your friends a copy. And you know, more than one reason I am more excited about having this book. Look at page 200 and you will see me there in live and living color performing. Number 200, you will see Bernard F. Hanna performing, and that is my fulfillment, one of my big fulfillment of having this book.
My friends, we were talking about road racing. There was a ton of road racing in the Bahamas, you know, many years ago. There used to be races from Montague all the way to the Priory. Now, for the people who are a little older, you know where the Priory is. It's where Catholic Church, St. Francis. And they would have races from all the way at Montague to there. And great competition. And we could tell you the names of those people. Cleso, Munnings, we're talking about Smokey Christie. That's he was very well. That is Perry Christie's brother. And on and on. Great racing. And then there was a group that ran all the way down to where the Prime Minister's office is now, and they had good prizes, you know. But the people who were involved in that is a lady who is a Mora, okay? You know the Moras, Mora Lamba? She used to run with her husband. And they had good performances, as I say, all the way down to where the Prime Minister's office is now. And it was great. But they were tired of that. If you do something long enough, you'll get tired, okay? Because the point is that you have other things to do. This fellow was a, real estate person. A real estate person. So that's what they did. So from there, we have people who now do the running. People do the running. I tell you about my good friend Bernard F. Hanna. Oh, man, he could beat just everybody, anybody in his age group. Anybody 50 and over, he could beat them. And guess what? He runs about 3 times a day, and, you know, this mile and the next mile. But there are other people who are involved with the road runners, but these people have an event. They go to New York. They go to Boston. And I said, one of the fellas goes to every year. He goes to Berlin for the big marathon race. And that is what it is. The people enjoy it. They ain't gonna win nothing, but they have, you know, if they can do it, okay, and have the money to do it. And a number of people who do this kind of thing have money, you know. I don't know if you realize that. They have money. But they make a sacrifice to go to this. Even the Chicago Marathon, our people go all over the place, and that's what I'm talking about. He was talking about the distance running and everything else. It is here. It is here. Now, the question is, as I said before, and I'll say again, if you talk about the inner city has to be spread out because the Nassau is not as a big island as the other islands in the Bahamas, but you can go all the way out west. You can go all the way out east, all the way south, all the way north. So you need to take advantage of that. And somebody has to say, Hawk talking so much. And I want to challenge you to ensure that we know what we were talking about. And contribute. Thank you ever so much again.